But right now, the next level of Cavalier greatness is before us right now on the Vaquero Hotline. Charlie Bauer, LT Baseball on the phone. Charlie, thank you for joining the show, man. Thank you.
Hey, Snoop. It's great to be here.
Hey, turn up. Dog, I'm for real, man. I love. Can you talk about your head coach and how wonderful of a person he is?
Coach Rogers.
Yes, sir.
One of the hardest workers, and he cares. He doesn't care about anything more than he cares. I mean, he cares so much about the team, and that's all he cares about. He puts the team above everything. He's put so much time into me and teammates. And I wouldn't be where I am today without him. So,
man, he's a GOAT, dude. I shout out Coach Rogers anytime I can. And when he did the splits in front of me, I was like, oh, my God. After y'all clinched.
I didn't know he had that in him.
Bro, it blew my mind. And, like I was filming it, I'm screaming over it. I'm like, Snoop, shut up, bro. This is like a moment. Anyway, okay, let's talk about you because you just had a great moment, you know, verbally committing to Baylor. Can you talk about how that came about?
So, you know, the recruiting process was tough. This summer was just, it was crazy. I didn't think any of this would be happening anytime soon. But, you know, hard work pays off. And, you know, the recruiting process was tough. But I'm really excited to be committing to such an amazing baseball program, you know, Big 12. It's also a place, I chose Baylor really because it's a place where athletics, academics, and faith are all intertwined with each other. You know, I'm huge with God. I'm huge with, you know, the team, and it's a great size school. It's only about 15,000. You know, it's not a place where it's like 60,000. Yeah. And I love that size. You know.
Yeah. So I think one thing not a lot of people like casual fans realize in baseball, and it's such a big part of recruiting is the select baseball scene. So who's your select team, and can you shout them out a little bit?
Oh my God! Yes, shout out to CCS baseball. I would not be where I am without them either. Coach Gavin Wright. He has connections with a lot of people. He really got me talking to all these schools this summer. Like every week I'd be talking to a different program, Division I. He'd send video. He'd give me their contact info so I could send them video too. They're not allowed to respond, obviously, but it was just an incredible experience that I didn't think would come this soon.
Yeah, a shout out to you, Charlie. And I'm telling you, like, because, you know, we're mainly football, but we've been trying to dive into baseball more. And I've been trying to, like, because there's right. a different culture in baseball as far as, like, is it not proper to post if you have an offer and you're only supposed to post if you commit? Is this like an unspoken baseball rule? Or I'm just trying to figure it out. I know everybody is different, but it's a right. sensitive subject in the baseball community.
That was new to me because you see, you know, basketball and football, they post offers.
Yes.
It's just not a baseball thing. A few guys told me that, a few older guys,
yes.
Like Travis, they told me that over Instagram, and I was like,
wow.
That makes sense because I don't know. I'm sorry, what'd you say?
No, I'm saying wow. I should shut up and let you talk.
Yeah, Yeah, it's just not a baseball thing, and I've looked up videos. A lot of college coaches just aren't very fond of other guys posting offers. They like to keep it more private. But when you commit, that's when you can make it public.
You know, I think another thing is like kind of with the perception of baseball and having to do with like posting the offers. I mean, like committing to a junior college and going to junior college is just so prevalent in baseball because like really that's always like a stepping stone to the big leagues or to a major D1 school. So I feel like a lot of people don't like to post their offers because a lot of times they're trying to go JUCO.
Right. Yeah, a lot of guys take the JUCO path even though they can go Division I easily. JUCO, it's only like 1 year and then you can get drafted. But, you know, I personally want the college experience. I want to play for a school like Baylor. So,
okay. That was a lit conversation. Charlie, thank you, man. I know you're like, man, what are you going to ask me? I know, like most people, like, I just don't want to get sandbagged. You killed that interview. You're super sharp for a youngster. I'm excited that we'll have you for two more years. And Lord willing, man, we're going to play some baseball. So, before we let you go, you shouting out to anybody?
Yeah, I got a few. So,
go ahead.
Shout out my pitching coach, David Pauly, Coach Gavin, of course, Coach Rogers, got to shout him out, GPS Baseball, Lake Travis Baseball, and of course, Baylor Baseball. Sick 'em.
Hey, sick 'em.
Sick 'em. Turn up. Oh, hey, Charlie. Hey, we big fans, fam. So we'll be in touch.
Big fan of you, too.
Stay safe. We'll talk to you soon. Thank you.
You too, man. Thank you so much.
All right, that's what's up. Headed to Waco, Baylor Bears. Lake Travis, shout out.